back here.
What's all this?
The hummingbird.
So.
Three houses. Lot of material.
Jesus. It looked like it's got a ton of concrete.
Go downstairs. They smell it.
Yeah.
But I took them.
Yep. They're still spent, right?
Yep. Compatibility.
He's who all you yet?
That he'd have to appeal. He'd say that you erred because of that reason.
You buy it?
Nobody?
Well, he got in with Vernon Hudson, workforce, I'm learning back to him, all this stuff. Building those dollar saving, building stuff back then, and they did very, very well.
That was one of my proudest moments, when Vernon asked me to build his house for him. Because he knew everybody.
Yep.
Bet he had Claude Kenny build his last one over here, because Claude owed him money.
Over here in Forsyth? We built that one.
No, out on East 7, or on 160, the other side of me there in Stone County.
Yeah, we framed it.
You framed it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jack did some.
But I didn't owe him any money.
Huh?
I didn't owe him any money.
I didn't figure you did. Didn't, I thought Jack, didn't Jack do something over there?
Huh?
Didn't Jack do something over there, Jack Johnson?
Not that I know of on that house.
He had a.
He may have later on, Doug, I don't know.
No, I surveyed it right when he got it, ran it. Then he bought the land from the people that killed him.
That wasn't too long before Bertie got killed.
Right.
Not too long, she got killed right there by my place there at the junction.
Yeah.
Before it was a four lane then, it was just a two lane highway.
We lost two.
That would sound like old people.
Yeah. Scary.
Well, it's 7:30.
Yeah, they may have been.
Yeah, she just, I think she had a heart attack or something, just locked up, just crashed.
When they first come down with the bags. Was it white Lincoln he had, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was a Lincoln?
I think it was white.
Yeah.
And when they had the crash, the bag activated, then it went flat, and then they hit the bluff.
Yeah. Yeah. My, my.
My, my, Bertie Blatter's up here.
That's where I heard his name recently.
Okay, Scott, we're back to concepts now?
Correct, we'll go case number 20-005, Hummingbird Resort. We'll run a small concept like we always do. Show the location. This is Highway 160. Back here is where... Well, here's 160 and 248, that's what I was looking for. And then Hampton Road, right here's the county line. So that's why it has a Reed Springs address. I've highlighted the parcels in the application. So you have the applicant and property owners, which are Michael Dortch and Chris Dortch and Hamon Harvey. They're seeking planning commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow the development of these six parcels, approximately 17 acres per the assessors, for 11 small cabins, bungalows, and four treehouses units to be used for nightly rental. And this is located at 256 Ruby's Rest, Ring Springs, Missouri. So as during our normal concept, there might be some questions that the Planning Commission would ask an applicant. If not, you would move it into the public hearing phase, which we'd start after this.
Okay, do we want to bring the applicant up to ask questions?
That'd be totally up to you. Or do you feel like there's enough information in the packet to move forward to public hearing?
I would be good to move forward. Everyone else to...
Sure, we can ask questions then too.
Okay. With that being the case, Scott, would you need to read the meeting procedures?
Yes, I will.
For this case?
So moving into the public hearing phase of case number 20005, is public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. A staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you need to complete a sign-up sheet provided at the entrance of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley on the north side of the building here, or the wall, and then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for this case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And during the opening minutes of the meeting, the Planning Commission voted to limit any party that's not a party of the case or the applicant to 5 minutes per public hearing. So we have a timer up there and we run it. It'd be their discretion to let you know what time you have left.
I just want to be sure before we get started with the sort of the craziness this evening on keeping everybody per case. Has everybody that wants to speak had an opportunity to sign up and turn into Presley a form? I want to be sure everybody has an opportunity to be heard. Okay, so we're good there? All right. Is the applicant ready to come forward?
Okay, I'll finish my staff report. Okay. So per the assessor's information, our property is located 17 total acres of the six parcels. The proposed development is the Hummingbird Inn, which was a bed and breakfast that is owned and operated by Chris and Holly Dortch and was built in 2005. This existing water well will be replaced with a new public well. DNR has inspected the property and located an acceptable site for the new well and has given a preliminary approval for the new public water system that would be installed. The applicant suggested to use septic tanks for his wastewater and buried leach fields. In the DNR, we've got soils reports in your packet. There are single-family homes to the north, which are located in the East Fork subdivision. Properties to the west, east, and south are larger parcels of land. This project received a total score of 32 on the Western Taney County Division III Relative Policy Score Sheet. So I showed you the location. Zooming out again, if the Taney County Planning Commission would approve Division III Permit 2005, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection, if applicable, and all other entities which would have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office, such as the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, as an example. Three, Division II permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Four, each cabin or treehouse shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which is two persons per dwelling unit and two persons per bedroom, which occupancy may further be limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Five is one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Six, the management company or waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all the months that the nightly rentals are available for rent. Seven, each cabin or treehouse shall contain a minimum of one operable fire extinguisher, operable smoke alarms, and operable carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with the local district fire district regulations. Eight, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license or number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance.
Nine, a certificate of compliance must be issued for each nightly rental structure, certifying that the structure or its use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions, including but not limited to compliance with the local Taney County Fire District and all other planning commission requirements of this decision of record. Before issuing a CFC for each residence, all requirements in the decision of record must be completed. 10, the nightly rental shall be posted within 5 feet of the main entrance of the dwelling unit on the inside and outside and contain the following: name and phone number of the local representative, name and address of the owner, contact information for the planning department, sheriff's department, maximum occupancy, name and telephone number of all other emergency personnel, police, fire, medical, number of off-street parking provided on the property, and the maximum number of nightly rental occupant vehicles allowed to be parked, and a solid waste disposal collection day provided by a solid waste company. 11 is ability of how to change your local representative. It's statements how they go through the process that they change representative. Complaints be given to the planning department on noise, disturbance, other nuisances. 12 is a buffer shall be established between any structure utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use. 13, Taney County assumes no responsibility for the operation of the site, owner covenants, and agrees to hold Taney County harmless for any injury or damage which may occur, whatever type or nature, as a result of the operation of the nightly rental. The owner shall maintain appropriate liability insurance for the nightly rental. 14, this decision of record is subject to all existing easements. And 15, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days. Or the approval shall expire. So here's the concept of the proposed. Here's the existing structures. Then the applicant has provided a presentation. Do you want me to go through it now, or have you reference to it?
You can go through it if you'd like to, okay. And I can just reference back.
Okay. So the applicant presented this PowerPoint that I'll go through. Again, is your layout, which is a little cleaner than the one that I had copied. Project summary. He's calculated the gallons per day, which is the GPD. If it goes over 3,000 gallons a day on this project, it would be permitted by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. They still have to look at it because of the number of units, but it looks like Taney County Environmental Services would do any kind of on-site permitting. Picture of the entry. He's laid out some photos on some cabin sites. And I think I included some of these photos in your packet that gave you some examples of the cabin treehouse.